We do welcome everyone here today. To our visitors, this service isn't going to be what a normal service would be, so you're required to come back again to experience the regular service, but we're glad that you're here and hope that you can come back many times as you can. Anyone else have a word of praise this morning? All right. This time, Kendra is going to be singing this morning. Pray for her. She sings this morning. This morning. Appreciate that this morning. Well, for just the next little bit, we're going to do our best to honor our pastor and pastor's wife this morning. My father has been my pastor the most of my life, and that's a little bit different dynamic than going to another church and then you just have another individual being your pastor. But Brother Ziegler has been an excellent pastor, and we all know that. We're not going to say anything today that you all don't even, that you all already know. We're going to, you guys know how well they do, but I think it's fitting and appropriate to honor them. We know this month is Pastor Appreciation Month. But we should be honoring them, encouraging them all year long. And I hope you do that. I hope they recognize that you do care and that you do appreciate them. And I was not even aware of a Pastor Appreciation Committee until I was voted upon on this. So Alan Cook and I and Christy Thomas are on the committee, and we put our heads together and trying to, not literally, but we went searching to see what we could do for the Zieglers. This church does well for pastor appreciation. I've been a part of some pastor appreciations that have been well meant, but did not turn out as well as could have been expected. We got a food pounding one year, and they must not have specified that it was not clean out your cupboards and give to the pastor. We had multiple things that were 5-6 years out of date that we received. It really makes you feel like you're real loved by the congregation. So we wanted to honor the Zieglers this morning. Well, we don't want to do anything half off. We want to do it, give it our best. Our best shot this morning. So we're going to have each of us have a little bit something to say. So we're going to start off with Alan, right after which Christy will share as well.
Well, I kind of echo Jordan's sentiments there, where I don't really think there's anything that I can say that you guys don't really already know. But as we celebrate and thank the Zieglers for what they've done for and are doing for our church, I just want to say that I also think they do a great job, and I'm very happy that they are our pastors. When we were talking about ideas about how to manage the service today, Christy mentioned that it would be nice if someone would kind of talk about church leadership throughout the years and how that's changed and what the different offices entailed. You know, what is a bishop or a deacon or an elder? So somehow I'm the one that got saddled with that, so just going to try and provide a brief overview of kind of what that's looked like through the years, kind of to where we are today. So starting with the New Testament church, it provides the earliest model of church leadership. From the beginning, leadership was shared across multiple roles, recognizing that no single individual could carry the full responsibility of shepherding the church. And I recognize that different traditions or maybe denominations might use different terms for this, but this would include kind of the apostle, the elders, and then the deacons or the teachers that are clearly present in the New Testament church. The apostles were kind of at the top. These would have been the eyewitness followers of Jesus who were commissioned to establish and guide the early church. The apostles would have been responsible for planting churches, teaching the doctrine, and then settling different theological disputes. And they also exercised authority in matters of discipline. For example, when Paul had to correct the Corinthian church. This role was foundational and unique, And while some kind of still use the term apostle today, I think its original function was specific to the early church. And then after that, you kind of had the elders of the church. These would be kind of similar to what would be regarded as elders today, I guess. The elders of the New Testament church were responsible for kind of leading and governing the local church. They provided pastoral care and discipline to that local church. A key example of this would be James, the brother of Jesus. In Acts 21, verse 18, Paul visits James and all of the elders in Jerusalem, so you can kind of see there that was kind of his role. And then in Acts 15, James actually is the one that gives the final word during the Jerusalem council, kind of showing his leadership role there. And then finally, you'd have the deacons or the teachers of the church. These may not necessarily be official offices, but these individuals played a key role in the early success of the church. They typically served the practical needs of the church, such as like managing the resources, taking care of the money, or other issues for the church, different church members at that time. And this was to free up the time for the elders or the apostles to study and to pray for their church. And then they're also responsible for teaching and instructing the church in biblical doctrine. And so after kind of the New Testament church, as time went on, things started changing. And the church structure kind of transitioned from a plurality of elders to more of a threefold office, consisting of like bishops, your teachers, and then your deacons. The bishop emerged as the primary leader. He was basically the pastor with the others serving under his authority. And as time went on, this role kind of continued to develop and expand. And once Christianity became legalized, the bishop's authority kind of really took off from there, becoming more of a regional and political role. So the bishop started becoming more influential in not just the religious circles, but also in civil matters within the Roman Empire. The Bishop of Rome, who later became the Pope, started to kind of assert his dominance and use his power, which kind of led to a more centralized and hierarchical church structure. And then, although there's different reasons for this, the growing dissatisfaction of the power that the bishop and the different bishops held kind of led to a growing dissatisfaction among common churchgoers, particularly in the Roman Catholic Church. And this is part of what led to the Protestant Reformation, because reformers were seeking to return to more of the New Testament model of the church, where you had different individuals in church leadership kind of resulting in a sort of checks and balances kind of thing. You didn't have one person overruling everyone. And out of this, we got a lot of our Protestant denominations. And then it just kind of the splinter effect from there. You know, so many different denominations and different church structures, different styles and ways of leading. Some groups like the Anabaptists use this time to embrace more of like a congregational or like a democratic governance. So you didn't have one or maybe just a set of leaders. I think it was kind of just, you know, we decide where we're going as a group or as a movement. And then you have some organizations that retain the bishop role or something like that, where you have someone over several churches within that region. But it mainly just depends on different denomination and location as well. And then as for our church structure, you know, we kind of have the pastor, which would be Brother Ziegler. Some churches have maybe a senior pastor or maybe some associate pastors or a youth pastor, pastoral team, but typically there's that one senior pastor that's kind of above all and kind of in charge of leading the church. And then some churches like ours have a church board to which the pastor has to answer to, or the church board may be elected or in charge of managing finances or handling the legal and policy matters of the church. And then you'd still have your elders in the church. Like I said, this isn't really an official position, but basically going to be in charge of leading the church spiritually, seeking God for spiritual oversight, and knowing, having discernment and wisdom and knowing what to do and how to navigate different situations. Typically, the elders are more spiritually mature in the church, responsible for teaching, praying, and not necessarily administrative, but they can be. So that's kind of where we're at today, where we came from in a very short little synopsis, I guess you could say. But as I was thinking about this, something that kind of stuck out to me, and this is not to take away from Brother Ziegler at all, I think he does a great job, but what stuck out to me is that it's not just on Brother Ziegler for us to have a healthy church. You know, it takes all of us to do our part and to contribute to ensure that our church is going in the right direction and that we're making Christ known in Southern Indiana. So as we celebrate Pastor Ziegler today, let's make sure that we do our part to contribute as well.
Thanks, Alan. I told him I had so many questions about where did a vicar come from, what is a bishop, all these things. I said, these are things I want to know without doing research, so thank you. I remember when Edward first came, I had always heard about Susanna Wesley and how amazing she was, and she had raised, was it 18 children, 19, whatever it was, a ton of kids, and like, she had invested in her kids, and she spent an hour a day with each one and all these things, and I thought, man, how is she doing that? And Edward's like, well, you know, she had a cook and three housekeepers, and like, in that time, she would have had multiple women or, you know, helpers to do all these things, and I was like, wow. Yes, that. I get the fun part of the service. I get to talk about Sister Ziegler. Do you want to come up here and stand with me? I knew you'd say that. I even added it in here, LOL. Because most of what you do is not public. Most of what you do is behind the scenes. Although, you do an excellent job. You play the piano whenever you are asked. Without complaint, she is always there to play the piano. She's there for mission services when she's voted in, and she does a fabulous job. I always loved it when she had it. She does the Christmas service. She does Fifth Sunday Sings and gets that organized and all those things. So when she's in the public eye, she does a fabulous job. But most of what she does is behind the scene, like cleaning house for the elderly or making sure when her family's out of town that Harold has stacks of meals for each day that they're gone. Or planning the funeral meals and all that. You're the willing hands and feet for Jesus, and you do a great job at that. Brother Ziegler talked about puzzle pieces and how that fits together, and I thought, oh, there he is stealing my thunder. Because I had talked about puzzle pieces. I thought about puzzle pieces. If you put a wise ball puzzle together, and each person was a piece of that puzzle, Sister Ziegler has found her spot, and she fills it perfectly. She fills her spot well. As I was organizing my thoughts, I ran across a tribute to the pastor's wife, and it says just about everything I wanted to say, so I tweaked it a little, adapted it. So grab your Kleenex. We're going to get to reading that. To the pastor's wife, the woman often behind, but so faithfully beside, a man God has called to labor for him. Her husband stands at the pulpit and preaches, leads your church in worship, cares for other people's needs, points groups to Jesus, hangs out with church members, counsels people, works with other leaders, and makes hard decisions. Everyone sees him, but often, unintentionally, we overlook you. It isn't easy to be you, and we will publicly acknowledge that right now. You endure so much. Your husband, worn down mentally, physically, spiritually, from caring for others, struggles to come home with enough gas in the tank to care for you. You were often left alone with the kids while your husband went out night after night to retreat after retreat, meeting after meeting, to one worship practice after another. While you were putting the kids to bed alone, cleaning up for dinner by yourself, and doing so much that you probably weren't thanked for. But aren't you excited to see the Lord moving? Your answer is yes, because you know it's right, even when it's hard. So for all those times that you held down the fort while he went to work, for all those times that you would have loved to see God's work close up, for every evening date that didn't happen because of ministry, we can't give you those times back, but today we say thank you, and we'll try to love you better. Right now, we acknowledge your service, your sacrifice. Okay, we don't do it enough, but for this we're sorry. But Sister Sinclair, don't be discouraged. God sees it all. He knows your frustration, your disappointment, your times of hurt, your loneliness. You carry a burden that that's no doubt different from, but just as weighty as your husband's. Don't believe the lies of the evil ones, that you are not being used, that you are somehow just the pastor's wife. You are the smile, the warmth, the comfort, the faithful, the prayerful, patient, more helpful than you could ever know, partner to the man that God has called to labor for him. You might not often be seen or even be with him, but he can't do it without you beside him. So from us, from Wiseball, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your endurance. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your loyalty and patience. And we hope that you know and that you feel our love. I want to leave you, all of us, with one last thought. There is a unique weight in being the woman next to the man in the arena, the one who steadies, supports, and absorbs the ripple effects of his battles. And Sister Ziegler, you do a fabulous job.
We certainly do appreciate Sister Ziegler and all that she does for our church. I do want to say thank you to everyone who has participated this month in the different weekly categories that we've asked you to help out with. We thank you a lot. This week, there we see on the table there's some cards and gift cards that we'd like you to accept from us, our appreciation from the congregation. Also reached out to the congregation to write in some words what the Zieglers mean to them. And many of you have submitted that. And we can stand up here and say all what we like about the Zieglers and try to do it from a church's perspective. But what really means a lot to them is if the people share what they appreciate about the Zieglers. So I have some of these. I'm not going to be able to read all of them for sake of time. We'll give these to the Zieglers as well. But these are some of the words from your own congregation. And thank you for participating as well. Starts off, we appreciate that our pastor tries hard to preach what he feels that he should and is sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, even when it isn't easy. Also appreciate that he does almost anything to be there when we need him most. Brother and Sister Ziegler have been such a blessing to me and my family. He pours his heart and soul into each of our lives. He carries a burden for his flock and deeply cares for each and every one of us. They both are willing to lend support when you just need someone to talk to. Thank you, Brother and Sister Ziegler, for all the love and support. Thank you for the example you set for us by living committed, unwavering, God-focused lives. We love you. We feel blessed to have the Zieglers as our pastor. Brother Ziegler got voted in when Hannah was born, so he's really the only pastor the kids have known. From taking a young Alan deer hunting to subbing at school and eating breakfast with the youth of the church, Brother Ziegler makes it easy to see how much he cares for his entire congregation. Through the good and the bad, our pastor is always there with a smile. Unfortunately, it's not always through great circumstances, but we are thankful for a pastor and a pastor's wife who willingly sacrifice themselves for the good of their congregation. Their hard work does not go unnoticed. In the middle of our whirlwind of loss and confusion, I remember turning around and seeing our pastor from our church. Even though our family was gathered close, the comfort of knowing someone was there for us, and especially for our children. It was immeasurable. And what made it even more meaningful was that they had come 13 hours away to be there with us. In their grief over losing their beloved grandpa, our kids ran straight to our pastor and his wife and were caught up in their arms. In that embrace, we all felt a complete love and a comfort that settled our hearts and eased our pain. That moment showed us the depths of their care, and we are so grateful. That is who they are, faithful, selfless servants. I appreciate the interest that they take in all of our kids and young people, especially in our own family. I love talking with Sister Ziegler. She listens while wearing a beautiful smile. I enjoy her Fifth Sunday sings, her humor and confidence. I appreciate how Brother Ziegler will go out of his way to help anyone. He's a good example of being the hands and feet of Jesus. Brother and Sister Ziegler have been wonderful pastors to our family. They have stood with us during times of major surgery, and they have given us support through prayer and ministry throughout the years. We appreciate everything that they do and pray God's blessings on them. They are deserving of our gratitude and praise. Our life on this earth is blessed because of you and your family. Your daily life is an inspiration, the kind of pastoral attention and care that you practice is and has done a good balance with our life circumstances, which have been very challenging. Thank you. This is a day to honor God because of what he has done through a man who is devoted to doing his will. God has rose early to work with and call our pastor daily to his task. He has given Brother Ziegler a particular way to present the messages. I've heard many preachers, and so often it comes to mind that the way God has Brother Ziegler give us his messages is so well done. Easily followed in note-taking, always with a thought to the point of the message, always with depth for those who are listening for the words of the Master. These are God's gift to our church. Praise God for Brother and Sisters Ziegler. They are an unspeakable gift. As a family, we are truly blessed to have you as our pastor. Your care, compassion, and dedication have meant more to us than words can fully express. From your thoughtful text messages to your faithful presence during difficult and uncertain times, you have consistently shown genuine love and support for our family. You have comforted us in moments of sadness, encouraged us in seasons of doubt, and celebrated with us in times of joy. For all of this and so much more, we want to say a heartfelt thank you. As parents, we especially want you to know how much your influence has impacted our children. The time, attention, and kindness you've shown them have made a lasting impression. In a large church family like ours, it can be easy for some to feel unseen or overlooked, but you have made every effort to reach out and connect personally. The way you take time to listen, encourage, and guide our children in their faith journey means the world to us. We are deeply grateful for the care you show, not only from the pulpit, but in everyday interactions as well. There's more tributes here that we'll hand out to you as well. When I was thinking of what to say and how to wrap this up and present them with their gift from the church, I thought of, obviously growing up in a pastor's home, you get a view that most church people do not see, the everyday aspects of the pastor's life. And now that their children are grown and out of the home, it's a little bit different. But as a young child, when duty called, when somebody was in an emergency or there was an emergency hospital visit or something, my father would always have to go, always go. And he always took time for his family. But the church was his responsibility as well. And he did those things and was always busy doing church work. And if there's one thing about Brother Ziegler, he's always busy doing the work of the Lord. If spending time in town with those that may never come to church here, but he's making an impact. And they know that there's somebody that they can turn to if something goes wrong. They may not be their pastor, but they may not have a pastor, and Brother Ziegler's going to be their pastor in times of trouble. He's always busy. He's always doing something. Always shows up to anything that you invite him to. They try their best to show up at anything, any event regarding those that are part of this church, and we're grateful for that. So, Brother and Sister Ziegler are busy. They're busy people. They're always doing something for the Lord. So this year, we want to give them some rest. If they will come forward, we have a couple gifts for you. This is the embarrassing cringe part that I was trying to avoid, but we just have to do it. So just stand here as awkwardly as you can for the next few moments. But we do appreciate you and your efforts here. And we have not set a specific date, but we are wanting to send you on a specific place. Details are provided in the envelope. On all expense paid, 3-day couples getaway here in northern Indiana. And we want you to be able to relax. There's plenty of things to do there. We want to show your appreciation there. There's a check in there for the amount to cover everything that you need. And that's only 3 days. And in our other envelope is a check to cover any camping, any Indiana State parks, any bills that you would have that would result around camping, relaxing. We want you to take as much time this year to rest and relax because you do so much for our church. We want you to feel that you're loved and feel that you're appreciated here. And we hope that you can use these gifts to be able to rest and rejuvenate and then come back ready to work again. But we appreciate you as well. We have one final thing. If you would, we would like you to come down to the altar and kneel down. And I would invite the church to gather around the Ziegler's. We want to have a closing prayer for the Ziegler's. I hope we do pray for them on a daily basis, but we want to take a special time here in this, the last little bit, for you to come forward and you can lay hands on them, gather around. We want as many as can. Ask my father-in-law, James Gibson, to pray, to lead out today. I'm inviting you to come forward. We appreciate the Ziegler's and we appreciate what they do. The devil fights them harder than maybe we recognize. So we want to wrap our arms around them, ask God to come and bless them and help them this morning. Let's all gather in.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this song. I'm part of the family of God. Well, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, join us with Jesus as we travel this time. For I'm part of the family of God.
Amen. Thank you for your kind words, your participation this month. Let's honor the Ziegler's. Glorify them in a way that they deserve. Honor them, appreciate them. Do your best to say something to them today. There's going to be a special youth-led service tonight. We're giving the Ziegler's a break again tonight. So you be ready, prepared for that. Remember, youth choir practice at 5:30 for tonight's service. So you be mindful of that. Let's stand today. Thank you for being here. Thank you to the visitors who came. We'd love to have you back anytime. Edward, would you dismiss us? in prayer this morning.